All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. We're probably 15 seconds early, but that's okay. Oh, there we go. So Nathan, would you take the role, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Biggs?
Here.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'd join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda. Any questions or comments?
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval. Any discussion on that motion? Nathan, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us to public comments. Is there anybody who wishes to address the council? I have one person who signed up. Is there anybody else? Okay. Michael Rocco, you may have the floor, sir.
Michael Rocco, 1286 East 40 Erie Street in Cuna. I know that I think we all share the frustrations with the development and not being able to keep up with the capacity in the schools and in the roads. And then most recently, what was frustrating is that Meridian had their last city council meeting, and they approved two large developments, and one of them is right here. It's called the Summerlin West Sub, and it's right by on Lake Hazel near Discovery Park. And we come to find out that all of those housing children are going to be going to the Cuna School. And I think one of the things that I felt was exposed from that is I think our Cuna School District does not do a good enough job. And they got criticized for it at this meeting. They come and they don't provide, when they talk about we're over capacity, but they're not providing the data. And also the developer, you know, used the expression pay for play. Cuna School District is using the tactic, and I don't say that with negative connotation, but they're looking to get something from the developer to compensate for the overcapacity situation. But I think they need to do, again, I'm not addressing the Cuna School District, but I think they need to do a much better job, especially when they come to this meeting here, because when I hear this expression that, well, yeah, we support that development because of the partnership that we have, that sounds very suspect to me. I would like to know a lot more. But anyway, I just feel that Cuna School District needs to do a much better job. The other thing is I think what becomes very evident is we are stuck with levies and bonds probably for infinitum. I mean, I don't see us ever getting out of that. And you know, I came from New Jersey, which is a very high school district, very high taxation district. And here's the reality. Here's the demographic for Cuna. In 2023, Cuna's population of over 21% of the Cuna population is over 50 years old. And so within that, you have people like myself. I'm retired. You got fixed income people. You've got homeschoolers. You've got private schools. You've got charter schools. And then this is maybe something that the legislature needs to take up, where they're talking about vouchers and school vouchers and stuff like that. I'm not an automatic state rubber stamp vote. Yes for every levy and every bond. I mean, it's not pertinent to certain segments of the population. Anyway. And then I was just saying that I see there's some chatter going on at the state legislature about vouchers, et cetera, like that. Separately, as I was looking at the payroll, I noticed, for example, I just wonder, does the city bid for the different vendors? I see that O'Reilly's, a lot of purchasing from O'Reilly. I didn't see any other parts store. So I'm just wondering, is there due diligence from the government that are they getting competitive bids? I see that, you know, the crane company is the same crane company. I could see that maybe we want to use Cuna vendors. So that's it. It was just a question more than anything else. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, that's all we had to sign up. Was there anybody else who wished to speak? Okay. That takes us to case number 2405AN, an annexation, and staff had requested this item to be tabled for a date certain of January 21, 2025 due to a noticing error.
Make a motion that we table case number 24-05-A into a date certain of January 21st, 2025. Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Same as the case for case number 2401-CPF.
Make a motion that we table case number 24-01-CPF to a date certain of January 21st, 2025.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that motion carries. And that is basically all we had on the agenda for tonight. Except for an executive session.
Who do we need?
Who do we need, Morgan?
Adam, do you want Chief, too?
Okay.
Yeah, drag him into it.
All right, so no. Chief, Adam, Morgan, and Doug.
Roundabout security.
Make a motion that we adjourn to executive session 74-206E with Adam, Morgan, Chief, and Doug.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. Nathan, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. We won't be making any decisions in that executive session, and there is nothing on the agenda to consider for discussion afterwards. So basically that will be the end of the meeting when we get done with that. So thank you for coming tonight, and sorry to have wasted so much of your time. 7 minutes.